Oh, it's Jeff, is it?
I wish I could help.
Oh, my goodness me. Jeff Quattromani's on the phone. Hello, Jeff. Was it a good intro for Dr. Keith Suter?
Look, it was really, really good. I wish I had a comment.
Ah, dearie me. Boltitude's lost the plot. Send him home.
That's all right. That's all right. I mean, yes, I'm all with you with the whole Trump shenanigans. It's out of control. Not my skill set.
So the audience knows what was going on. We had Dr. Keith lined up for 1:15, and we swapped Jeff around to go to 1:45, but Jeff couldn't do 1:45, so we put Jeff back at 1:15, and Dr. Keith Suter is at 1:45 this afternoon. Ah, goodness me. So I'll just tape that intro and play it at 1:45.
Keep it and clip it. It was a good one.
Sorry about that, Jeff. Now, I've got to bring up your information about tech, don't I? Technology, talking tech. Apple have confirmed the date for the annual Worldwide Developers Conference, which is WWDC event, where a heavily rumoured headset looks to be announced. A heavily rumoured headset. This is an AI headset, is it, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, this could be Apple's first step into virtual reality. And, you know, we've had virtual reality for a little while, but I guess nothing really happens until Apple then does it as well, because then the market will really shake up. And the Worldwide Developers Conference is the right time to do it, because that's when you've got all the big app developers in the room. You show them a product like a new virtual reality headset, and you say, now go away and make apps for this product, because that's what will make that product a success, is having something to do with it when you actually put it on. So if they do that on the 5th of June at the Worldwide Developers Conference, I think that'll really shake up what we do in virtual reality.
Okay. I can't believe that possibly Apple are going to be the leaders in technology again. They haven't been for years. Is it fair to say that since Steve Jobs passed, they've just really gone backwards?
It's gone very flat. It absolutely has. And look, it's saying that some other companies have gone quite flat as well, but I feel like so many brands are now on a level playing field that Apple doesn't have that special thing that they used to always have, that flair. And it's their events have been quite disappointing in a lot of ways. And maybe if they do this, we'll have something to talk about with Apple.
Okay. Not many subscribers are aware that Netflix also provides free games to mobile devices, but it appears it could soon extend to all smart TVs. That would be good. I suppose there are so many people out there that play these games.
It's true. And this is quite fascinating, that on your smartphone or tablet, you can go underneath the Netflix brand and you can find a bunch of games that, as long as you've got a Netflix subscription, you can actually play them for free. What they might do is release these as apps that you can download onto your smart TV, but rather than use your TV remote control as the game controller, your smartphone becomes the controller. So you don't actually have an Xbox or a gaming console plugged into your television. It's just an app connecting to your smartphone as your up, down, left, right sort of buttons, and that's it. You'll be able to play games on your TV.
What's the deal with Netflix now in reference to subscription? Can you get a cheaper subscription now, but they play ads throughout movies and things like that? Is that the case?
Exactly right. So at the moment, you can get, I think it's around $6.99 per month, which is an ad-supported version of Netflix. Now, it also limits the catalog a little bit, and it means that you're watching it in a lower picture resolution as well, so you don't get that 4K content. So there's now four tiers within Netflix, and I guess one of the good things here is you don't have to worry about cancelling your Netflix to save money. You can actually just downgrade the plan if you still want to watch something, but you maybe don't need all that high definition and things like that.
I have noticed that the way of the streaming world has changed in the last 12 months maybe, and that be the case that there are now so many more smaller companies opening up and showing their products that you used to see on, you know, the big three or the big four. And now you have to pay more money if you want to see those products.
Exactly right. I mean, at the start, it was maybe two or three streaming services. And then Disney decided, rather than have their content on a streaming service, they'll have their own. And then Paramount Pictures decided, well, instead of our movies going to Netflix, we'll have our own. And we suddenly realized that all of these movie production houses or TV production houses have started their own streaming service. And you've got now in Australia around 32 different streaming platforms that you can actually be subscribed to.
Can you see this as we move forward? Can you see this changing? Because people are fed up with, you know, having to pay $9 for this or $10 for that or $8 for this, and so therefore they would just refuse to do it. Or can you see this is the way of the future?
I think it might be a little bit of both. I think some brands will continue and say, we just want to keep everything ourselves and charge what we like. But I think you'll actually find companies, maybe Telstra, Optus, who say, you know what, pay us $20 a month and we'll give you access to these four streaming services at a combined price. I think you'll find that other brands will try and do deals to aggregate streaming services and that way offer a package to you in the same way that Foxtel, I guess, used to do with all their channel packages.
Because there are certain streaming services that I suppose, and you've talked about this before, there are certain streaming services, I'm thinking of one in particular, I'll mention it, Stan. I mean, there's not a lot of new product on Stan. I mean, you know, you keep having the money taken out every month. And I've said to my wife a couple of times, gee, I don't know why we continue with this. I mean, there may be one program that you have a new episode every week, and that seems to be changing as well. No longer are all the episodes dropping at once. It's now week by week by week by week, and this keeps you hooked in. And if you like the show enough, you may end up paying that $7 or $8 subscription each month just to watch that one show, maybe.
Yeah, look, completely spot on. I actually start telling people, treat your streaming subscriptions like a meal and not a marriage. You don't need to be committed to Stan month on month. You can cancel it. There's no termination fees. You can come back tomorrow and reactivate it. There is no reason why anybody should keep a streaming service that they're not actively using. It takes 2 seconds to cancel them, and it takes 4 seconds to sign back up again. So, you know, I really recommend to people, once you finish watching a show or binging it, just cancel it. And then if you need it next month, start it up again. Or put your money elsewhere and try a different streaming service.
I feel as though there is an opening out there. You may tell me it's already available. But I feel as though there is an opening out there for someone to, if you like, a bit like selling accommodation, I mean, like a whatif.com or a booking.com or something like that, that they look after all of the streaming services for you and you pay them a fee, a monthly fee, and they sort of change everything around so that, for example, if there's one program that you want to watch and it's on Stan, well, it might be 10 episodes. Wait until the 10 episodes are all there and then pay 1 month and watch them all. And you won't be, you know, paying the $9 or $10 each and every month to watch one particular episode of this program.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And yes, somebody has thought of it. Amazon is one of the brands that came to mind straight away. When you go into the Amazon Prime app now, you'll see a section called channels. And those channels are actually all the other streaming services that I guess they compete with. But you can actually be paying Amazon one fee and having access to more than one streaming service, and you manage it all within that one package. Right. So you don't need to be paying everyone separately. You can actually pay Amazon just once.
Italy has made the major step of banning the popular AI tool ChatGPT over privacy concerns. I know we've talked about TikTok in recent days being banned. Particularly, it was announced yesterday by the Australian government. Is this the beginning of more bans, or is it an overreaction?
In this case, I think it might be a slight overreaction. I was a bit surprised to see Italy be the first Western country, I should say, to make this move, where when you're using ChatGPT, it's an AI tool. You're asking it questions. You're asking it to do things for you. You're not necessarily giving access into your own private life or giving anything away to get those answers. So I think they've maybe made some reservations, decided to put a pause on this until they understand it better. But I think their privacy concerns are maybe a little overstretched, whereas TikTok, it's a very different story.
An easy way to pick up scams, of course, used to be the poor grammar and the spelling mistakes, but they're becoming a thing of the past, aren't they, Jeff?
Yeah, look, they have, and a lot of it is thanks to these AI tools, and this is a problem. So in the past, I would read emails and think, oh, this doesn't even sound like it's proper English that's been written to me. Of course, it's not the National Australia Bank or Australia Post, but now that scammers have got access to these tools that can generate text for them, we need to be a bit smarter about it, because they'll be using tools like this to make it sound like proper English, to make it sound like they're from that company, And we all need to be a little bit more vigilant when it comes to scam emails now.
It's really scary when you realize that they can get people who can do voices now. And they can get those people that can do the voices just to say a couple of words, and then they can basically trick you into thinking that it is actually the person. I.e., you may be able to get someone that's clever enough to do an impression of John Smith, and once they get that voice down of John Smith, then they can play havoc and with John Smith's relations and demand money and all these sort of things.
Completely true. I mean, think about yourself, for example. There is so much recorded content of your voice on the internet that if I put it all into an AI tool, I could make you say anything I like, and I could be using your voice forever and ever.
Scary stuff, it's scary stuff. I got to go to the news. Jeff Suter, thank you.
More on Trump next week.
All right, mate. Good on you, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Quattromani.